Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
One market incentive to encourage conservation is called transfer development credits. Landowners receive credit to maintain ecosystems, and municipalities promote higher densities for smart growth. But there are challenges. Economist Dr. Marion Weber with Alberta Innovates Technology Futures explains.
For transfer development credits, it's very difficult because it's a completely designed market. And so you have to figure out, well, what is the willingness of developers to pay for a credit? You need to have development pressure because otherwise there's no incentive. And at the same time, we need to understand what the landowner is willing to accept or be compensated. And when you set up the credit system, you have a credit ratio. So you're saying, developer, you must obtain X number of credits per extra story of development. The landowner, on the other hand, you're going to say you're going to get 3 credits for this kind of ecosystem and 5 for another. And if you don't set the price right, then the program won't work. Nobody will want to sell and nobody will want to buy.
Dr. Weber says her department is running a pilot transfer development credits program for the Cooking Lake Beaver Hills Moraine. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Technology Futures. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.